time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This week we continue our mini-series on the fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. And it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Today we're going to look at goodness. So what is meant by goodness? After all, what someone considers as good is subjective. For example, what I consider a good TV show or a good band to listen to may differ from your opinion. Therefore, to better understand, we need to know that the Greek word here for goodness defines as practical goodness, in the sense of a benefit or what we would call a blessing. In the simplest form, it means goodness in a moral sense. Now, when it comes to moral goodness, it's no secret that even that is considered subjective by human standards. Therefore, I want us to consider verses 18 and 19 from Luke chapter 18. It says, "A certain ruler asked Jesus, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?' And Jesus answered, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.'" Now, of course, Jesus was using this to claim his deity as being God, but it does touch on another biblical point, that when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit of goodness in the moral sense, we're speaking of God's standards, not ours. 3 John 11 says that one who does good is of God. In other words, true goodness can only flow out of a life that is right with God and yielded to Him. So what does all this mean for the believer? Simply put, it means that we are called to grow in God's goodness. That is, to live a life by God's moral standards, not our own. Now, as creatures who are naturally drawn towards sin, this cannot be accomplished by our own might. That's why it is a fruit of the Spirit. God's moral goodness can only come from God. When we die more of the self and grow more in the Spirit, we give over more to God's will and desires. That's when we begin to obtain this kind of goodness. And that's why we are called to grow in this fruit of the Spirit. And so I end with Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 10, which says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people." If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave signing out.